everyone. Today, we are going to talk about Japanese rock festivals. In Japan, there are a lot of rock festivals, especially during summer. After one of the biggest Japanese rock festivals, Fuji Rock Festival, succeeded 10 years ago, these rock festivals have become more and more popular. Last year, a total of 1.4 million people went to rock festivals. Compared with in 2000, it has increased 4 times. There are 2 big reasons why rock festivals have become popular. First, it's a great place for artists to promote their songs because there are huge crowds, so they may be able to get new fans. It's also the best place for attendees because they can see a wide variety of artists each day. Secondly, rock festivals have a huge economic effect. Usually, rock festivals are held in a suburb, so it's a good way to make the suburb active. A lot of people come there, so they can recommend them to try local food. Through a rock festival, the local area can earn over 300 million yen in just 3 days. That's about 2.8 million US dollars. In the first part, we are going to introduce 3 big Japanese rock festivals: Fuji Rock Festival, Rock in Japan, and Summer Sonic. Next, I'm going to interview Ellie and Mai, who went to a rock festival last year. So, let us begin.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'll introduce to you Fuji Rock Festival. Fuji Rock Festival is the biggest and the most famous rock festival in Japan. It's held at Naiba Skiing Ground in Niigata. Niigata is one of Japanese prefecture located in the northeast of Japan. It takes about 1.5 hours by express and then 15 minutes by bus to go there from Tokyo. It's usually held at the end of July or the beginning of August. There are 3 patterns of the ticket price. 1 day ticket is 14,500 yen, 2 day is 29,000 yen, and 3 day is 38,000 yen. These are little more expensive than other Japanese festivals. The festival has 7 main stages and a lot of small stages. Fuji Rock started in 1997. The first Fuji Rock was held near Mount Fuji, but it failed because of a typhoon. The following year's festival was held in Tokyo, but it was unpopular because there was not enough space there. Finally, the site was decided at Naiba Skiing Ground in 1999. The number of attendees has increased every year. 1997, 30,000 people came to Fuji Rock. In 2007, 127,000 people came there, so it has grown 4 times over 11 years. A campsite was set up in 2002. The number of campers is also increasing. More than 10,000 people used the campsite. In 2006, about 17,000 people camped. This festival takes place on the model of Glastonbury Rock Festival of England. So it has a hippie atmosphere and Everyone at this festival can relax and be free. Because of this atmosphere and the high price ticket, there is a larger number of attendees over 30, more than other festivals. Though usually most of audience are young people like teenagers or 20-somethings in Japanese festivals. Besides, the tie-up with local business is one of its features. You can eat the local food and drink the local sake. And at Fujirok Eve Party, you can dance and play games with local people. You might even experience a typical Japanese festival. The local people and the local hotel association are cooperative with this festival. Another interesting point is eco activity. They profess Fujirok is the cleanest festival in the world, so they put a lot of energy in the collection of garbage by type or prevention of littering. Such an attitude is often admired by a lot of musicians. So this festival is called Fujirok of the World. Next, I'll introduce the performers. Fujirok acts are great because lots of artists come from all over the world, especially from England. In 2007, British artists were more than 1.5 times as many as American artists. This tendency started in 2001, when lots of British artists like Oasis, Travis, Manic Street Preachers, New Order, or Stereophonics appeared in Fujirok. The representative artists of Fujirok are Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Green Day, Eminem, The Chemical Brothers, Blur, Björk, and so on. Fujirok Festival will lead you deep music world.
Next is my turn. Hello, I'm Azusa Sato. I'm going to introduce Rock in Japan Festival. The Rock in Japan Festival is held every August for 3 days at a national park in Ibaraki Prefecture. Ibaraki is located near Tokyo, and it takes about 1 hour by train from Tokyo to Ibaraki. The price of the festival is 10,500 yen for each day. That's about $97. It started in 2000, and the scale is getting bigger and bigger. In 2000, there was only one stage and 16 artists performing. Only 6,000 people attended. However, in 2007, 91 artists took part in this festival and 147,000 people came there. There are 4 stages and 1 DJ booth. 7 or 8 artists perform in a day on each stage. Recently, comedians also join in this festival. The expansion of this festival has changed the price of festival. At first, it was 9,500 yen. It's 1,000 cheaper than now. The main difference from other rock festivals is Rock in Japan Festival's focus is only on Japanese artists. But a lot of popular artists perform there. In addition, there are many places to rest. We can get a large variety of food. In 2007, the number of food shops was 81. There are not only Japanese food, but also Korean, Chinese, Turkish food as well. Also, some popular restaurants opened there. Local people also helped in the food area. They sell local beer, local Japanese sake, fresh fish and vegetables, special local products. They are very cheap, so it's very popular. In this festival, there is no age limit, and children who are under 6 enter for free. Baby carriages and wheelchairs are also allowed. Basically, it's also a no-smoking event because it's held inside a national park. But, of course, there are some smoking areas available.
Hi, I'm Mai Hayase. I'll introduce Summer Sonic. It's an urban-type rock festival held every August in Japan. It takes place in Tokyo and Osaka for 2 days. For 2 days attendance, the ticket price is about $230. For 1 day's attendance, it's $125. Next, let me tell you a little bit about the history of the festival. It began in 2000 because Create One Productions, a concert promoter based in Tokyo, celebrated its 10th anniversary. So they planned a special concert. Now it is held every year. This year, about 200,000 people came to Summer Sonic. I and Ellie were two of them. And nowadays, the scale is expanding. First, Summer Sonic has special events like refreshment booths where we can eat various countries' food. There are Turkish food like Turkish ice cream, Mexican food like tacos, Chinese noodles, and so on. Second, there is a Japanese comedy show and autograph sessions by the artists. About 5 or 6 artists do sessions for audiences. Third, it is held in an urban area, so people can get there more easily than other festivals. Next, I'll introduce some famous bands that played there recently. Oasis, Green Day, Sum 41, Arctic Monkeys, Avril Lavigne, Kasabian, and other famous artists. They came from America and the United Kingdom. This year, America and the United Kingdom bands were divided each day. Artists moved from Tokyo to Osaka or from Osaka to Tokyo by airplane or bullet train. Before or after Summer Sonic, some artists do interviews and photo sessions for magazines. For example, Avril Lavigne appeared on the Japanese famous music program called Music Station before Summer Sonic. Some both artists and audience can get great benefits from appearing at Summer Sonic.
I'm going to interview Ellie and Mai because they went to Summer Sonic last year. I have some question for you. So, how was the Summer Sonic?
Great!
Oh, sounds nice! So, next question. Mai, what's your negative experience in the Summer Sonic?
Listen, I lost my mobile phone before going to the Arctic Monkeys show because I was too excited then. I was very disappointed. But I finally found it at the Lost and Found booth. I was so lucky.
Yes, you are so lucky. And how about Ellie, what's your negative experience?
This festival's negative point was a terrible dust. The site was on a reclaimed ground, so sand blew in the violent salt breeze. It was hard for us to breathe in such atmosphere. It must be improved because the organizer should supply us comfort.
Yes, that's a good opinion. So next, what's the positive experience, Ellie?
Positive point is that all live acts were wonderful. Naturally, we could enjoy lots of lives. I'm glad that I like rock, I like music.
We spent about $350, including ticket price, traffic cost, food for 2 days. We could see about 10 shows, so it's quick a good deal.
Next, Ellie, what was the best show for you?
The best act for me were Kasabian and OK Goes. They were so cool and these shows were exciting. Kasabian played in the evening. The symphony of Kasabian and Evening Sunlight was so fantastic. OK Go is my favorite band, so I went mad while they played. The vocalist Damian was so cool. I want to marry him.
You can do it! So now, let's listen Ellie's favorite song. Here It Goes Again of OK Go. I like this song. So next, Mai, what was the best show for you?
I think it was Arctic Monkeys. They are the youngest headliner ever at Summer Sonic. They gave a wonderful show. In addition, after their show, there was a firework display.
Please listen to their songs, Brian Storms.
Ellie, what was the disappointing show?
I've been to their live twice, and I think one-man show is better than festival show.
So, let me give you the last question. Do you want to go to Summer Sonic again?
Of course!
I want to go to Summer Sonic too!
Let's go!